You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The North Bay fires, on top of claiming lives, homes, and businesses, also claimed vehicles. So here with me is KALW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter to talk about what happens for people who lost their cars in the wildfires. So Eli, what do we know about how many vehicles were destroyed?
Well, there's still a lot we don't know. Up to this point, it's taken so much effort to just fight the fires and keep people safe that officials haven't yet done the full damage assessment that includes vehicles. Mm-hmm. But if you look at photos or videos for some of the worst hit neighborhoods, you see lots of burnt out cars sitting in the driveways.
Right.
Now, you know, some people have multiple cars and they could have escaped with one of them and left others behind.
Mm-hmm.
If a lot of people had no transportation at all, you'd expect car rental companies in the area to be really busy. So I called around to a few car rental companies in Santa Rosa, and overall they said they've been seeing a lot of extra business,
but
they're not totally maxed out. So car loss isn't so widespread that it's impossible to rent a car in town.
Right. So if your car is destroyed in a wildfire, what kind of relief can you get?
The type of insurance that covers fires is called physical damage coverage, or comprehensive insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It costs on average $100 a year, and it's not required in California. So some people are insured, some aren't. People who are on a tighter budget are less likely to opt in, and especially, you know, if they're driving older cars.
Mm-hmm.
Some insurance can cover damage related to smoke, and some insurance covers a rental until you can replace a car.
Okay.
So AAA has received more than 600 claims for vehicles damaged or destroyed in the fire, and State Farm has received more than 1,000 auto claims in the last 2 weeks related to California fires around the state.
Hmm.
Those are the two biggest auto insurers in the state.
Right. So what if you're not covered by insurance?
If you're not covered, you still might be able to get a low-interest loan or direct payment from the federal government. Unfortunately, that's a long and complicated process, but it starts with contacting FEMA as soon as possible. You have to prove vehicle ownership and show that you didn't get your insurance covered by a private company.
Okay.
I talked to a FEMA spokesperson about this, and they wouldn't even hazard a guess of how long that process takes.
Wow.
It really varies.
So it sounds like it could be a lot of paperwork.
It is. And, you know, it's especially hard if all your documentation has just been incinerated along with your house.
Yeah.
Governor Brown has made it a little easier by issuing an emergency proclamation, which allows fire victims in Sonoma to replace their driver's license, ID cards, vehicle registration documents without the usual DMV fees.
Faster.
Right, a little bit faster. But unfortunately, there's no emergency proclamation in the world that can save you from waiting in line at the DMV.
Yeah. So for people who can't afford to rent a car or can't drive even, what options do they have for transportation right now?
Mm-hmm. All the public transit agencies I contacted are currently offering free rides.
Okay.
That includes the new Smart Train that runs from Marin through Santa Rosa and to the Sonoma Airport. And Golden Gate Transit is also giving free rides in and out of Sonoma County.
Mm-hmm.
In Santa Rosa itself, you know, the most hard-hit city, the city bus is running shuttles between shelters and hospitals and the local assistance center. And by the way, the Santa Rosa city bus has also been involved in evacuating people since the very beginning. An official there told me that on the night of the fire, bus drivers went out starting at 3 a.m. into areas that were on fire, evacuating people to hospitals and shelters. These are just ordinary bus drivers, and some of them reported for duty in the middle of the night before they were even called in.
Wow. Mm. So how about Lyft and Uber?
Okay, yeah, so they're offering some free services as well. Uber has provided more than 400 rides to and from shelters, and Lyft is also offering free rides to and from evacuation sites and hospitals.
Okay, and for all of us who are not directly in the fire zone, has all the smoke in the air affected transportation?
Well, yeah, you know, personally, as someone who bikes a lot, my fuel is fresh air.
Yeah.
And when air quality is bad and we're not supposed to be exercising outside, I've definitely been biking less, taking transit more, or just staying home.
All right, Eli Wertschafter, thank you very much.
Thanks, Anna.